Brilliance Audio.
The Peacekeeper by B.L. Blanchard. Performed by Daryl Dennis. For Tewfik, you were right. Don't tell anyone I said that. An urban Indian belongs to the city, and cities belong to the earth. Everything here is formed in relation to every other living and non-living thing from the earth. All our relations, the process that brings anything to its current form, chemical, synthetic, technological, or otherwise, doesn't make the product not a product of the living earth. Buildings, freeways, cars, are these not of the earth? Were they shipped in from Mars, the moon? Is it because they're processed, manufactured, or that we handle them? Are we so different? Were we at one time not something else entirely? Homo sapiens, single-celled organisms, space dust, unidentifiable pre-bang quantum theory? Cities form in the same way as galaxies. We ride buses, trains, and cars across, over, and under concrete plains. Being Indian has never been about returning to the land. The land is everywhere or nowhere. Tommy Orange, There, There. Grandfather, look at our brokenness. We know that in all creation only the human family has strayed from the sacred way. We know that we are the ones who are divided, and we are the ones who must come back together to walk in the sacred way. Grandfather, Sacred One, teach us love, compassion, and honor, that we may heal the earth and heal each other. Dr. Art Solomon, Grandfather Story. Chapter 1. Anishinaabe Moon. Monoman Gizas, Rising Moon. Islamic Calendar. 13 Dhu'l-Hijjah, 1441. Chinese calendar, cycle 78, year 37, month 6, day 14, year of the rat. Hebrew calendar, 13 Av, 5780. Mayan calendar, 13, 0, 7, 13, 2. Gregorian calendar, Monday, 3 August, 2020. Ethiopian calendar, 27. Hamle, 2012. Everyone in Bawitagong remembered where they were the night Niben was murdered, except for her son. It happened the night of the ceremony celebrating the beginning of the traditional Monoman harvest. A full rising moon had bathed the village in silver light, and the sound of drums, dancing, and laughter had filled the crisp and cloudless sky. Like many other 17-year-old boys, Chibinashi had left the harvest festival early with his friends, partied a little too hard, and passed out. When he woke up, his mother was gone, and so was his memory of the night. His sister, who had been only 12 when it happened, never recovered from the trauma of losing her mother so young. Their father confessed to the murder and had disappeared from their lives as suddenly as their mother had. Taking care of his sister for the last 20 years had been both his privilege and his penance. Ashwia? This morning she lay on the floor in the living room of their wigwam, neither seeing nor hearing, wrapped in a blanket with Benesi, the thunderbird, stitched in beads with its wings spread protectively across her back and around her arms as the gray morning light peeked through the windows. The fireplace, large, open, and framed by river rocks, was empty and cold. Ashes from fires past layered one on top of another in a dull heap. Ashwia withdrew deeper into herself, spinning the blanket into a cocoon around her. Chibinashi envied her. She was like this most mornings, especially now. Tomorrow was Monoman. Chibinashi gently shook Ashwia's shoulder. Mine! She yelped with a start. She began hyperventilating. He wrapped his arms around her and shushed her, desperate to calm her before she spun out of control and he was trapped at home with her for the rest of the day. He rocked her back and forth as if she were a baby.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?